San Francisco 49ers cornerback Jason Verrett's attempted return from a knee injury was derailed when he tore his Achilles in the latest setback in a career full of significant injuries. The Niners announced Thursday that Verrett got injured in practice the previous day and will be unable to play in 2022. Verrett was poised to make his season debut this week in a comeback from a torn ACL in his right knee that had sidelined him since week 1 of the 2021 season. Verrett has been one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL when healthy, but the problem has been that has been very rare. Since being drafted in the first round by the Chargers in 2014, Verrett has been able to play more than 6 games in a season just twice in his career. He made the Pro Bowl when he did that in 2015, recording 3 interceptions and 12 passes defensed for the Chargers. His only other healthy season came for San Francisco in 2020 when he played 13 games. Even though Verrett managed to play only 1 game in each of his other 2 seasons with the 49ers, the team kept bringing him back out of hope he could stay healthy and because of the strong influence he had in the locker room on younger players. Verrett's injury history is extensive, from a torn labrum that cost him 8 games as a rookie in 2014, back-to-back knee injuries that limited him to 5 games combined in 2016-17, a torn Achilles tendon on the first day of training camp in 2018, an ankle injury that limited him to 1 game in 2019, and the season-ending knee injury that sidelined him in the 2021 opener. The Niners were hoping to get a healthy Verrett for the second half of the season, especially after losing starter Emmanuel Mosley to a season-ending knee injury last month. Now the 49ers will need to hope they can get strong enough play from either second-year players D'Amador Lenore or Ambry Thomas, or rookie Samuel Womack as the outside cornerback opposite Charvarius Ward.